25 minutes to 7, Triple M's Hot Breakfast. James Lake joins us. What can you tell us this morning?
Very good morning to Luke, Ed and Rosie. Let's start recapping a story from yesterday. We're following it right through the show about a man arrested in Prahran after a 10-hour crime spree, which started in Balaclava on Monday night involving a van stolen from an electrical business. Rosie, let's have a listen back to Cody Whelan telling the story.
Well, Frank did the job at the school and he was packing up. Just as he was closing the back of the van up, he copped a whack from the back of the head. He can't remember too much, but he got to his feet and then he seen the van driving out of the school grounds and took out a couple of cars on the way out. This is twice. Like last year, I had another van. It was actually my one that got rolled and they broke in during the night and took all the tools out of my van, you know. So you kind of get jack of it, you know. Something's got to be done about it. The government needs to get stronger. The laws need to be get harder on them. But it's too easy for them.
Just got off the phone from police a short time ago. They're still interviewing a 39-year-old man who was arrested over that incident. No charges have been laid just yet. And they're asking for the members of the public who might have seen this Whelan electrical van around town during the ordeal to come forward. They're after witness statements to help them solve this one.
You're old mate from school, Ed, yep. And we did take a lot of calls yesterday saying this is a real issue for tradies, getting their vans knocked off, getting belted and having their tools stolen. So
It got picked up by the media yesterday, this story. Neil Mitchell ran with it as well. And because there is a real feeling out there. I had my coat pulled all day yesterday from people saying, we're sick of this. And, I suppose it's because there are so many tradies out there at the moment. We're going through a boom in trades with all the construction. So there is a ready and willing supply of people wanting to buy cheap tools, which is the vicious circle in these sort of things. Yeah. If you don't buy them, there's no demand. But they are dear. That's why you should, our friends at Sutton Tools do a great job. They've
sure
supported
do.
Us last week with our pinball games. But, it's great to have people like that. So, you call out to people's better nature to actually start just buying your own tools and see what goes on with this. But the fact that, not Cody's one, but one of our other callers said that they had three or four blokes on a job and four just turned up in the car, jumped in and took off. Mm. So they're pretty brazen. As you said, you think the last people you'd be taking on is four tradies on a site, but hey. They're out there doing it.
Yeah, it's very cunning. We're going to follow up with police, see if this is a growing problem in terms of reports to them and also insurance authorities and see what's happening there.
We might give Cody a call as well just to see how he's followed up, because yesterday when we told him that the police had found his van and arrested somebody, he didn't know at that stage. So I'd like to know how long it takes to actually get your van back and just what sort of repair it's in.
Yep.
Still talking police, the 39-year-old guy's in custody after a warrant was executed in Cranbourne last night and police found a lot of weapons there that shouldn't be on the streets. They took away 29 prohibited flick knives, swords, machetes and hunting knives, all tipped off because this person was allegedly trying to sell them on Facebook. They perhaps could have handed them in during the weapons amnesty and not landed themselves in strife. And an update on our NBN story from yesterday morning. Now,
what happened?
So I shared with the listeners how I had a pit dug out the front of my house.
And that went berserk as well.
Yeah, so many people sharing stories about work being done and left as a mess. Now, we followed this up yesterday with NBN to go, what's happening? Who's going to come and clean this up? And we hit a very interesting turn. They say it definitely was not us. We were not building in Nunawading. It's Telstra. They released this statement to us. Right. Pardon me, just shuffling some papers. The Telstra field team attended the site and has confirmed the pit was installed by a Telstra partner. It is not an NBN project. An NBN lid was used by mistake. The lawn will be reinstated with topsoil and lawn seed, and Telstra is undertaking to replace the pit lid.
So who sent that to you?
That came from the NBN, and we're still waiting to hear back from Telstra, who are inspecting
the
site.
So who did you speak to in the first instance? You spoke to the council?
Spoke to the council in the first instance.
So you would have thought that they'd be giving authority to anybody, far less. They couldn't tell you anything at that stage?
They couldn't tell me, but when I did speak to the council, they said they'd had a lot of similar complaints. Mm. So I wasn't the first person to call and complain about
it. Well, if you had
a
lot of complaints, you would have thought that the council would actually find out what the answer was. That would be the first thing. But okay, so they're slow off the blocks. So which council is that?
This was Whitehorse Council. Right, they passed me on to NBN.
Right, okay, so they just flicked you across, right? NBN said talk to the hand in the first instance.
That's it. 3 weeks later, they come back, say, no, it's definitely not us, but deal with Telstra now.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Where Telstra's inspecting the nature strip today.
Okay.
And they'll advise us what's happening there.
How long's this been now all up?
3 weeks.
3 weeks, there you go. My mail yesterday, I got an interesting text from somebody, Das, that says there is basically civil war between the Telstra people and the NBN people. 133353, if you've got any information on this, no name, no pack drill, we just want to know what's going on. And basically, it is a bit like, you know the term Luddite? A Luddite was named after a bloke whose name was Ludd, who in the early part of the Industrial Revolution, he would go around smashing all the machines because he thought they were going to take jobs. Therefore, an anti-technology person is known as a Luddite.
Luddite, yeah.
Mick Similar. Mahoy. Similar type of situation in this, in that apparently the NBN is going to knock off a fair few jobs from maybe Telstra. The Telstra people think that the NBN people are cowboys and aren't up to the job of putting them in, and they're sick of fixing up their mistakes, according to the Telstra blokes.
Okay.
The NBN blokes say they're getting sort of sabotaged because this is the new wave of what's coming, technology coming forward. So on one side, we've got the Hatfields, and on the other, we've got the McCoys. In this case, it's NBN versus Telstra. You would have thought that if anything in God's earth needed to have things coming together, well, it would be the superhighway of internet.
And then the result is you end up with your nature strip dug up, no internet, and you can't get anyone to do anything about it.
And no one knows what the hell's going on, and slow service, and a slower installation situation. 133353, we want to get to the bottom of this because it's driving us all mad. We've got people who are living in the dark ages without even a phone at the moment in some areas because people are going in, putting things in, not doing the connections, et cetera, et cetera.
Take some calls on that a little bit later. Joel Selwood's going to join us at 7:20. Jane Kennedy, Scotty Papel coming up.